The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a period of time that's not unlike a tumescent member. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my good friend, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Howdy.
In the back studio, we got Nate and Dogwater Dick. Here in studio, we have one of our newest interns, Jamie. And the band tonight, well, they've been here before. Some of them, we've got the Tides, baby.
Hello.
Talking out of our ass.
What was that? What was that word you used?
Tumescent.
Tumescent.
Tumescing.
What does that mean?
Tumescent or tumescing? Tumescent means is the opposite of flaccid.
Well, that's awesome.
Do you know what flaccid means?
Yeah, well, I'm there.
Yeah, tumescent means to be fully engorged.
Rock hard.
Essentially.
So we're seeing some more growth in our show, unlike never before.
I heard all of Reno is interning here.
Yes.
You just get in line. There's a line around
the
corner.
It's the worst little podcast school of failing.
Welcome to class, children.
Yeah. And we'd like to welcome on mic for the first time, which is a rare thing with interns.
Wow.
This will probably be the last time for a while.
Yeah.
We have Jamie, our brand new intern on the show.
Hi, podcast.
And
hi,
in the past, you know, we've had
welcome, Jamie.
Sound interns. I recently have acquired Sam the intern as a production intern. Jamie here is going to be an all-around intern.
All around.
Yeah.
She's
going to learn a little bit about everything.
And she's going to,
sitting in on the chair.
Nice.
Jamie brings with her a certain amount of acting chops.
And like me, she doesn't have to wear a beer box.
What about a box?
Yeah, we don't mind if you wear the beer box.
Okay. No, she doesn't have to,
yeah.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
He's talking about masturbating with your buddies.
The post-show meeting, yeah.
After.
Yeah.
Not now.
Right. Beer boxes so you don't make eye contact.
Gotcha.
So, just in case.
What's wrong with eye contact?
Well, it makes them gay. Oh. But you and me are okay.
But not if we're just kidding, and
got
I'm
it.
Always just kidding.
Always.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just joking, guys. Don't look at
it's
that.
Not real.
Stick your tongue out. I'm just kidding.
Gotcha. Surprise.
But so welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you.
Is going to be a lot of fun for me.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to have some feminine energy on the show.
I'm going to try.
I'm hoping that just how I can make fun of, I can say gay stuff with impunity, you can say horrible woman stuff with impunity.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you're bringing to the show is our ability to be anti-woman without getting in trouble.
Right?
And Jamie is, you know, part of the experience and rapport with the audience that she brings to the show is the fact that Jamie is one known for rather speaking her mind.
Well, only late night, drunkenly in bars.
Excuse me,
on microphones.
Can't get you to shut up is what I meant to say.
Gotcha.
Which is a quality that has worked well for Rory.
Yeah.
I think it all.
And numerous times, Jamie has made me make my significant other mad by standing and talking with me as I'm trying to leave a place. But
it's true.
Just one more thing.
It's true. Whiskey does that to
both
you.
Of us do that.
Sorry.
<a lot.
laughs>
Cocaine's hell of a drug.
I will keep it together.
And Rory's into a lot of stuff.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
Whoa. Yikes. When
as
did
he
you
sips
say
his
that?
Flask.
It's very sterile. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good for you.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Okay. Hey, that's sterile, too. No, it's not.
It's not. It's filthy.
Not yet.
He hasn't washed it in months.
It's going to be sterile soon.
I know.
As soon as they pass the ball shot, it's going to enter human testing in the next year. I'm very excited for this.
Oh.
Check out Valsagel. It's online. It's been ongoing scientific research about a gel that they shoot in your balls and kills all your sperm for 10 years.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
100% effective and reversible.
Nice.
Oh, my God. How do they shoot another? So they give you another shot in your balls that makes your sperm come back to life like zombie sperm? Is it zombie sperm?
Well, okay.
Rory, I want it to be zombie sperm.
It's not zombie sperm.
Aww.
So basically, the first shot inserts a gel, Valsagel, into the vase, the what makes the
vase
sperm.
Difference.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why I know that.
It's what makes the sperm. And not unlike chickens going through a field of electrified water to be killed, it basically the
that's
gel.
The imagery.
You know, everyone knows about that, right?
Totally.
Well, that's how they process chickens in big factory farms.
Oh, okay.
That's how they kill them, yeah. So your sperm passes through this gel solution state, whatever, that is oppositely charged. Then I believe the sperm cells are positively charged cells. This is a negatively charged curtain that they all go through, and it zaps them all, and intest has proven to be 100% effective.
Science.
Wow.
And it just zaps them all. And you still get to, you know, there's no hormonal change.
How much is that gel? Like $100 a bottle? Or
well, right now it's still in, I believe it's about to enter stage 3 experimental testing next year.
Do you have to get it shot in your balls?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you can eat it.
They shoot reverse it in your arm, but that'll make your arm not work. I guess not.
The reversal process. Is a series of 3 shots in each ball.
What? Oh my gosh. So you have to really want to have kids after that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
Or she does.
Or just wait 10 years. Because it does, like, basically wear off in 10 years. You know, you want to schedule another appointment.
See you in 10 years.
And you know what? I can handle one shot in each ball every 10 years to know that I'm firing blanks. You goddamn right.
I dig that.
I don't even think I'm having sex that much to really warrant such an operation.
It's about time, though. It's time for the men to take on some of that responsibility.
Absolutely. That's more what it's about, too.
It.
Yeah. And unlike what happens with women, how it affects a lot of hormonal levels.
It makes us crazy.
Yeah, this is a physical thing. It's not a hormonal thing.
Exactly. It's not our fault. It's not our fault.
And there are some hormone therapies for men that are showing a lot of good progress. Mm-hmm. But what I like about this one the best is that it's not a hormonal thing.
I like that.
And it won't make anybody crazy. We can all be relatively healthy in our lives.
And make love, not crazy.
Right.
Yes. That'd be rad.
What's it called again? I'm very interested in it.
Valsagel.
Valsagel, yeah. Luckily, I shoot shit into my balls all the time, so I will not have a problem.
V-A-L-S-A-G-E-L.
Totally okay.
But yeah, please check it out. I think it's going to change the world. And theoretically, if it can get past the FDA and get copyrights and patents and all that crap, it would be a relatively cheap procedure. It would not be like, you know, the cost of a hysterectomy or a vasectomy. It would not be this ongoing thing that you have to pay for, like regular birth control for women.
Oh, it's like a toothpaste.
Right. So, I mean, at first it's going to cost more than it'll settle down to, for sure, as a new technology and stuff. But after, you know, once the critical mass says, yes, we all want this, it'll be cheap and available for everybody.
That's exciting.
Wow. We should try to get that.
And it would be a great solution, a voluntary solution for a lot of groups and areas where people are maybe say having kids they shouldn't be.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
Fucking
that's
give it,
exactly
give
right,
it to
Chewy.
Every 13-year-old fucking boy.
Along with their flu shot. They get their flu shot
and
their
ball
shot.
Shot. Fuck yeah,
done.
Man.
I thought you meant we need to get 13-year-old boys as a sponsor. They don't have any money.
No, Valsagel.
Oh,
no, I believe you do have to be like 18, 20, like a fully formed adult before.
Wow. You only have to be
that.
Like 16 to get on the pill if you're a girl.
Right. So,
but again, new the pill used to you have to be like 25 or something. They didn't give it out to children.
17.
That was it.
That's when I got.
Well, no,
it.
Way back in the 50s though.
Oh,
like
in
it was,
olden days.
Yeah, when it was a relatively new
right,
thing.
Right, right.
So it gained more acceptance, and younger girls got it. Then you had to be 18, and now they're yeah.
It's younger and younger.
Yeah. Wow.
So anyway, that's my little public service announcement.
Nice.
That
I dig it.
Mean to
nice.
Get on
I
there.
Vote yes.
Yeah, please check it out. It's all over the internet.
Valsagel. Ask for it by name.
Valsagel.
Valsagel. One more thing to upset.
I might have spelled it wrong. There might just be the second L. The first L might not be in there. It might just be Valsagel. Fuck.
Google it.
I'm a horrible sponsor. Anyway, speaking of sponsorships, if you'd like to be a sponsor of this show, please contact myself or Mr. Nick Ramirez. Nick, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You
email?
Can hit me on the Facebookery or hit me up at Nick Ramirez, the third, which is THE3RD, the third, at gmail.com.
Yeah, so please hit us up. We have lots of fine sponsorship opportunities on the Worst Little Podcast.
That's right. Get your word out to, 300 or 400 people
and
a week.
And we can make commercials for you.
Get, you know.
We can?
Yeah.
And you know, the people who listen to this show on the reg are a certain demographic that, you know, your porno shops, your bars, your...
And hey, it was some small business owners.
Your head shops.
Seedy lawyers. Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. Hit us up. We will promote you and get you connected with our listeners.
Yeah.
Nice. How was your week, dude? What else did you do besides study vassalage?
Oh, I've been studying that for years. No, I had a great week, personally. The Evil Dead's going fantastic over Good Luck Macbeth. Sold out shows for the rest of the run. It's a huge success. Oh, we did announce, the theater has announced that Evil Dead the Musical will be a part of the 2015 season, and they have not yet released their 2015 season. Ooh. So,
cool.
If you miss it this time around, we will be doing it again.
Well, hopefully in October.
It'll be this. We're going to do a longer run and more shows, and it's going to be fantastic.
Go see it.
Vaudevillian Entertainment. We also have a lot of great stuff happening in the coming months, so please check us out on Facebook. But at any rate, so that's all going great.
Nice.
However, in my domestic life, things are kind of crazy.
What happened?
Well, first of all, the girlfriend is moving in tomorrow.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh.
By the time you hear this show, I will no longer be living the life of a bachelor. I will be all moved in with a lady.
Big step.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting, actually.
Exclusivity.
Yeah, and Riku's been actually the biggest cheerleader and person wanting to do this.
She loves her, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, shut up.
Bitch. What?
Hey, you know why Riku has two black eyes? Because she just wouldn't listen.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean that.
We don't condone.
No. I do not hit my daughter. I did something far worse to my daughter this week. I took away her Kindle and television privileges.
Oh, no.
And radio privileges.
Ouch.
For a week.
What did she do?
Yeah, anger issues, you know?
Ding. on Monday.
You wouldn't like me when I'm mad.
On Tuesday, the chess master pulled Diana aside to say that Riku, does she have any...
The chess master? What?
She takes chess lessons after school on
Tuesdays.
Oh, my
God. She does everything.
Kind of.
Fuck.
So she's taking chess lessons.
How long has she been taking chess lessons?
This semester.
Has she...
She's also learning Spanish.
Has she cracked thermonuclear dynamics yet?
No.
Like, Jesus Christ.
She is taking Spanish, Rick, and I've told her you're somebody to talk to.
Oh, that's so exciting.
She sings the Spanish alphabet in the bathtub every night.
I get to meet Theo Ricardo.
Really adorable. But the chess master basically said she was having some problems with being a sore loser, being a little loud and not listening. And when she's being loud, she's not listening, she's not learning, and she's not getting to play chess better.
I don't think,
did someone fart?
I don't think chess is the game for... Riku,
yeah, her idea.
Really?
She asked.
Wow.
To learn chess.
That's
bizarre.
That's a bizarre request for a little girl.
For my little artist girl.
Yeah,
I think it's super idea.
It.
Yeah.
It's cool.
But I can see her getting all pissed off and flipping the chessboard up in the air.
She's a complete sore loser. She would get mad at me when we'd play Moncala and I win.
Grown-ups are dumb.
Yeah.
She'd throw the little rocks.
So then Tuesday. Hey, watch it. That happens Tuesday. I'm warning you. We have a little talk with her, and hey, you know, you gotta focus, you gotta calm down, you gotta show respect with people, etc. Be a little more grown up. You're an 8-year-old third grader now. Wednesday, I go to pick her up, and the after school teacher says, "Oh, she has just been horrible today, being wild, not listening, being off in her own little world."
I lost
so
a shoe.
We go home, we talk about it, and I tell her, you know, if there are any more incidents this week, you don't get to go to the birthday party, and I'm taking away the electronics for a week. Or one or the other. I will do one or the other. So the next day at school, I go to pick her up, and again, the after-school teacher says it has been no better today, and in fact, she got sent to the principal. She was kicked out of class today.
Busted.
Whoa.
First time this year. Wow. Last year, she was getting kicked out of class like once every 2-3 weeks.
Did you tell her Jesus wants her to focus and study?
Yeah. Well, I didn't say Jesus, but I said, I want you to focus and study.
And
Jesus died for your
sins.
And
since the day before, we had just talked about this, and I had given her the two possible outcomes, not only did was there an incident, but it was so bad she was kicked out of class. She lost both, motherfucker.
Oh, so ooh. How did she react?
Many the hours.
Hammer.
A lot of tears. Lot,
did
lot
she
of,
scream?
Oh,
did yell at you?
Oh, foot stomping and door slamming, and I'd pop that door right back open and swing into her room. Swing into her room. I want to make sure I enunciate that correctly.
What? I hate
and,
in there.
And at one point, I had to pull. I was starting to talk to her. I was going to say something. Like with you guys, I'll start to say something and you just keep interrupting.
yeah, that's
right.
Listeners, you know how true that is.
You know
is.
How that happens
how
all
we're
the time. Interrupting.
The other way around.
I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
No, I would start to say something and she'd go, ah! I'd pause for a second and start, ah, even louder. So I finally dropped it to the, you want to get loud? You know, I can always be louder than you, little one.
I
you know.
Win.
Oh, it's the bellowing growl. And I'm like, my chest is all puffed out like the big bad wolf.
I'm a lion.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just a little cub.
And I did cow her into submission with, I want to say mild verbal aggression.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, I get big and scary.
She
you know,
better.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not scary.
When I was 8, you used to scare the hell out of me.
I told us all the time.
Like, you're huge.
But yeah, that was different,
so, right?
But yeah, no, I got all big and scary.
Yeah,
and
no.
Oh, there we go.
Everybody drink.
She cried all night. Like till we even in the bathtub, she was moaning and whimpering.
And how long does this punishment last?
Till Wednesday night. Yep, yep. And then she gets stuff back. But she still doesn't get to
when
go to the
birthday
party.
When did she go back to that chess class?
Tuesday.
Oh, so.
So you didn't take away chess.
Well, that's a class.
Not for what I paid for. Fuck no. Yeah,
so you
fuck
are that. Going to chess.
Yeah, I paid for that 8 weeks at a time. You're gonna go. Same thing with the Girl Scouts. I haven't started taking away her extracurricular activities. That's also. Because this time I had the birthday party rather than taking away an extracurricular.
Right. How about your leverage?
Exactly.
Wow.
So that was my week, is dealing with my horrible, horrible daughter.
That was
welcome.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the next things on the chopping block will be the Christmas episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That will punished. Really that will really
I'm sorry, but that would
oh,
that,
Riku.
That you know,
you
if
better
she,
do good.
If she really blows it, like if there's another Christmas hitting all the kids in the lunch line incident. You know, I mean,
only stabbed him once.
She shivs somebody with a plastic fork.
Excuse
me,
win,
shank.
Baby.
To shank a shiv. Pardon me.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. How was your week, Nick?
Reel that in.
I took way too long with that.
It's been intense. I've been doing like 6 days a week working, and you know, I'll just wrap up the week with. I mean, I'm having fun. The Walking Dead started. We go watch it at Foxy on Sunday nights. That's kind of neat. But today, so I get to work and I work and I took a shower before I went to work. And you know,
nice.
You got to do that every day, you know. And I went to work and I did my job and I got everything done in timely fashion. And at the end of the day, my boss says to me, and I'm not going to tell him that I work on this show, so they won't be listening. But
good.
He says,
give your coworkers code names.
Can I talk to you outside, Nick? I'm like, sure. And, you know, this is my first week there, right? I've worked like a week and a half or something. Yeah. Some people, I don't even know how to say this, but I'm just going to blurt it out. Some people called in and said that you have an odor problem. I'm just, man. I'm always at like, cigarette smoke or something, because I don't want to smell like smoke when I go into an office. But he's like, no, it's not that, dude. I'm like, dude, I had a shower today, man.
Oh man,
I get my pH balance, you know. That was fucking embarrassing. And so I go on the radio and tell everybody about. But
good job.
Hemorrhoids.
Yeah, it can't be as bad as I am. So
it just fucking really. Deflated, like, I'm working hard, all this, and I fucking stink, dude. So I'm just going to buy a big old fucking can of that spotty spray shit, keep it in the car, and just day.
Nick, I like your scent.
And I still shower, Rick.
I love you.
I like your scent.
Nick, it's not necessarily the shower issue.
I know. When I get out of the shower, I still smell like me, dude.
No, no. I wonder if how often laundry? Do you do laundry? How many days do you wear one shirt before you wash it?
Oh, like three.
Oh,
that's
ding, ding,
the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's the laundry?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. A shirt gets one day, and then it goes dirty. Period. Yeah.
Yep.
If you change that,
especially
you change
going
the world.
Into offices and stuff. Totally, dude.
Fuck.
If it's a shirt you're going to wear like for the weekend or something, like at a show, who cares?
If I wear a shirt for like 3 hours, I might put it in the closet and wear it again for 3 hours. But everything gets one day and that's it.
Jeans can go 2 or 3 days, but not much longer than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeans are different. But and underwear every day, right?
Oh, yeah.
And socks every day?
Well, yeah. Sometimes I wear a pair of 2 days.
That sounded like the
yeah. What?
No. All right. Well, I just want you and my friends to fucking tell me to be all, dude. You either need to wash your shirt or your fucking something's going. Because
no,
I can't even.
Okay, honestly,
man.
Nick,
I get out of the shower and think I just smell beautiful.
I am.
You
less...
probably do, and then you put on dirty clothes.
No. I am less sensitive to Ricardo about these things.
Million t-shirts, dude.
But I have lived with and known many stinky people, and I do not.
And they're all white.
No.
Why is it that white people stink?
No, no.
I never smell Latino people or Black people.
I'm Latino. Well, half
Latino. You're not really Latino.
I guess I'm half Mexican.
You're as white as I am.
That's true.
But
no,
really,
and
the,
Rick,
the,
no, that's completely untrue. I know people of many races that smell foul.
Maybe I just can't smell other races.
Can I finish the sentence?
Indian, okay, I'm sorry.
Nick, I do not count you as one of the smelly people.
Oh. Well, thank you, Rory. I never counted your
and
scent
Rick,
either.
Rick, well, Rick counted me as one of the smelly
Rory
people.
Rory is one of the smelly people. You,
am
you're better.
I still?
No, you're better. You have moments, though. And I think people who smell a lot all the time, because they smell a lot all the time, they don't smell themselves.
No.
And so they have no idea. And then nobody tells them.
It blew my mind. I'm going to stall. Really?
Oh, Nick.
Fuck, dude.
Okay, so
I haven't showered in like a month and a half.
When you do laundry, you use soap, right?
Yeah.
And do you use
fuck you for asking that.
Do you use some kind of fabric softener? No, I'm going down the list. I started with soap.
No, I don't do fabric softener.
Fabric softener helps clothes to stay smelling good longer.
I don't believe in fabric softener. Just a nice detergent.
I can tell you don't believe in fabric softener.
Rick, you do always smell good.
It's because people in my house are allergic. People in my house are allergic to the
fan. Skin issue, that changes everything. That's true.
Maybe I have a skin issue.
You don't, because you have never tried it.
I know. I'm just saying.
But do you understand?
How do I
keep
my job and still smell?
Do you understand? The Downy goes in like separately. It doesn't go in with the detergent. You put the detergent in for the wash cycle, and then the Downy goes in the rinse cycle. So if you don't have a washer that has a special thing to put it in, you need to get a ball, and the ball, you pour it in the ball and stick it in, and when it spins, the ball opens up and lets it into the rinse water.
Wait, what? You
ball's
lost
like
him,
10
you
bucks,
lost
though, right?
No, the ball's like $3.
All right.
And I have one. I can demonstrate what it does, but I swear you will be so much more successful. If you just
Rick's
fucking
hollow blue balls. All
right. It's a hollow blue ball.
Plus, I can't smell too good sweating out whiskey, too.
Oh, sometimes, on top of everything. Fuck. And then it's booze. And then, like, what about, like, your jackets and stuff? Have you washed those? Like, what, like?
Never.
I wash my sweatshirts, but not my leather jacket.
How long has it been since you had your jacket cleaned?
But I wasn't wearing my jacket when I got called out for being stinky, so.
Well, but I think you should take a minute and look at everything that you put close to your body.
I'm going to. What a
and
fucking
what about your
hassle,
sheets?
Dude.
How often do you wash sheets?
Hey, he's also talking to you guys too.
Chime
never
on in, men.
Fucking I wash.
By the way, add this to the quiz questions.
We do have
how
this
often
like
do you wash
silent
once
trio.
A week.
Oh man,
sheets get
we
washed
have this
once
silent
a week.
Trio in the room of the Tides. Hi,
the
Tides.
Tides. We don't do laundry. Fucking period.
You guys are punk rockers.
They do it in the Tide,
right? Tide.
They just
tide.
They wear their clothes. They wear their clothes and get into the lake.
Smell like shells.
So you're not named after the laundry detergent.
You know what? I didn't think of
Oliver that. Always smells like high tide.
Now they have to change their name.
Yeah.
That's true.
Smell like a
hi,
beach.
Oliver. Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
How you doing?
So
good to be here. I'm doing good.
Very good.
Yeah, a lot better than, let's see. No, I was doing good last time I was here.
You did great. You got, like, your first CD was your moment here on this show.
Yeah,
and
great.
It is a local fave. I know a lot of people like
that. Oh, and it's a legend
CD.
On our show how fast you got that out and sold it, like, in, what, 5 days?
Oh, it was, yeah. We had a show that week. So
same fucking week.
Rick turned it around for
Bam!
Us.
And Jessica Cherry Bear made up some copies.
Cherry Bear, yep. She's great.
That's the fastest turnaround.
But you have different people with you.
Yes, it's been a long, lot of changes.
Yeah.
Long
we had
since
one of the
then.
Changes in on last week. I believe Angel was in
Angel.
The band for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angel, yeah. He's, you know what? He's a good guy and I like him. And he's still like kind of family with the band. I mean, he's just
cool.
not playing with us just because, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Sexually.
Right.
So who do we got here?
Back episodes.
We've got, Freddie here.
Freddie.
How you
bass.
Doing, Freddie?
Good.
And then we've got Derek
Freddie's
on the
Freddie
is
a great bassist name.
Freddie.
Is it?
Freddie
on bass.
Yeah.
it's rock solid.
And I stepped on the drummer's name. What's the drummer's name?
Derek.
Derek?
You did it again.
Got it.
Oh, God. We're never going to know what to call it.
One more time. Quiet.
Derek.
Ah. Yeah, that was sexy.
Fuck that cat.
Feel free to sit up into the mic when you talk. Yeah, that's much better.
There you
better.
Go.
Yeah.
Rick wants you to hear that again.
Do you like it in your face?
I'm like racing. I'm racing to get it. Fuck.
Do you like it in your face?
Honey, it's bedtime.
Would you like some Vagisil?
Hey. Language.
Or what is that other stuff called?
Valsagel.
Maybe that's one for the next recording. You want some
Valsagel?
We could like do half of it right now and half after the show.
Right. So, that'd be great.
All right. The tides.
Yeah, the tides. So, what do they do? They go in and they come out and they... Right.
Do you guys have a record out with the new members? Or
we've never recorded with these guys.
Oh, are you going to turn this one into a record?
We might. I mean, if
you guys have been playing shows, though, right?
Yeah, well, what happened is there was a six-month hiatus. I broke my neck. Hangman's fracture. Almost died.
For real?
So.
What
like,
happened
almost
to you?
Died.
That happened, yeah.
So that happened.
Surgery on my neck, basically to put my head hold my neck onto my shoulders.
Wow.
I thought I was going to be paralyzed.
How'd you get injured?
Car wreck. Oh. Head-on collision on McCarran.
Oh, freebasing with gays.
Oh,
so that was, I mean, the band was
same
on a
thing.
6 month, it was like a 6 month hiatus, and we played a comeback show at Shays, and then Kevin and Brian quit then, so I had to start all new. And actually Kevin, who's not here, is still kind of playing, but he switched to guitar. So
cool.
He's going to play some guitar with us.
Damn.
And is actually,
oh, that's sad.
So
actually, we call that a meditation retreat.
he's on sabbatical.
Exactly.
He's on sabbatical.
So. You go in the corner and think about what you did.
Namaste.
All right.
Well
so how did you get
him.
How'd you get Freddy and Derek to join?
Were they holding
how
a sign in a parking
like,
lot?
Was this a Craigslist thing?
Derek actually was pretty interesting because I had ads all over the place. I think he saw one at UNR, you know, and it was just I plastered them all over.
So a scholar as well.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Don't be so truculent.
Are you currently in
Do you go to school?
Well, I'm almost done.
Sexually.
Yeah. Right.
Just hangs out at UNR.
Wait, what kind of degree?
Don't laugh at me, but psychology and sociology.
Do
double
it.
Major.
Oh. Bachelor's or master's?
Bachelor's.
Okay. Are you do you have plans on a master's?
We'll see what happens.
Right.
You know, I don't want to plan too far.
A master's is what happens when you can't find a job and you can't pay your student loans.
That's what my grandpa tells
keep
me.
Keep going.
That's what
I did.
Still have those loans.
Yeah. What about you, Freddie? How'd you get wrangled up into this?
Craigslist.
Yeah?
Yeah. I posted some
I meet
of
a
my...
lot of guys on Craigslist, too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we all?
Spunk.
No, I posted some of my tunes on Craigslist and then all
naked
of it.
Naked pictures.
Me up.
and naked pictures, of course.
Nice.
And
nice.
Oliver was interested, so he's like,
"Yeah."
I was like, "Freddie,
I'll take it."
So, well, Derek, you've obviously been in Reno for a minute.
Yeah.
Did you grow up here?
Actually, I was born here. Moved to Chicago area.
Hey, nice.
For a while, and then I moved back because.
Oh, what's it like to be in Reno and then go to Chicago? Is it
different?
Is there a lot of black people in Chicago?
And they smell good, right?
You can say
they smell great.
Yeah, no, the St. Louis, Chicago, New Orleans, that whole column there. There's a lot of black people. Right? Okay. More than you've ever seen in your life.
I like black people, so I'm okay.
No, sure, but they just don't have that out here in Nevada. The ratio.
There's a couple black guys in Reno.
There's like three.
The demographic ratio is different, is all I mean to say. For me coming out here, it was a huge culture shock to be around so much Latinos and Hispanics. Like, that was, whoa, what's all this noise?
You mean every place in the world doesn't have tons of Latinos?
Right. Well, I didn't know every place in America didn't have lots of blacks and whites, and like that's and a little bit of everybody else.
Sexy, muscular black guys.
Lots of those in the Midwest.
I love that.
Okay.
Definitely. Right,
Derek? But Freddie, how about you? Are you a Reno kid?
Yeah, born here, raised here.
Battleborn. Right on. Nice. Reno.
Now I live in Sparks.
Town that
eats. Kind of cool.
Sparks core.
Yeah. I get a little ding for Sparks. But yeah, going from the town that eats its own young to the place where people go to sleep.
We're very tired. It's a sleepy bedroom community.
Thank you, Rick.
So close to hell, you can see Reno.
Yeah.
That is, yeah. But how do you, have you guys been playing in the Reno music scene for a while? Or is this your first band, like big out playing shows band?
Yeah, basically. It's my first, like, established band.
Outside of house parties?
Not even that.
Okay, right on.
Just jamming in a garage.
So nice.
For, like, years, nothing happens.
Oliver, are the old songs, do they still sound the same, or did the stuff shit get changed around, or?
Yeah, we made, you know, some songs shorter, and actually today we're going to do a lot more mellow songs. I know that last time came through. I think I screamed.
Oh, dude, those almost, primal fucking kick you in the
just
face.
Screaming,
shit,
and Rory had to pull off his headphones or something like that. And I just remember. So we're gonna do some. We got some fun songs though. I think we might even do a little cover, a little punk version.
Well, do we want to jump into something right now? Do you want to start with the cover?
I think we were gonna try to end with the cover. We can.
Oh, all right.
We can start with the cover though.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, let's end with it.
Yeah,
let's hear what you sound like.
All right. Yeah,
start with the cover.
I mean, you're building them up. I was just excited because I was like, all right, cool.
Do it.
Yeah, let's check it out, man.
And then they all leave the room. What the hell?
Where'd they
I
go?
Thought
wait,
all
well,
the drummer
why
needed.
Are they
I'm
leaving?
Still here, man.
Fuck.
No, Freddie's still here. Freddie's steady.
Now I'm leaving, though.
No, Freddie, don't go.
You're not going to play in here?
Please,
I have to play in here.
Right, okay. Do not go.
So,
cover?
Jamie, what was your weekend like?
My weekend. Oh, good.
We didn't ask Rick. Oh, wait, let me ask Rick. Hey, Rick, how was your weekend?
Sims always.
So, Jamie. You got me. Jamie, how was your weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Face.
You got me. Shut up.
Sorry.
That's enough.
Face.
It's hard. What? Yes?
All right, well, Jamie, go ahead.
Do you really want to know?
Or yeah.
You just drag.
Well, welcome
out
to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, what did you do? You're not going to get out. Use today's episode as an opportunity because you're not going to come back on a whole lot.
Ever?
Oh. No, not live, not yet. We're going to put you in the trenches.
I get it. Intern. New girl.
Right, exactly.
New girl.
I like new girl. On
I
the mic.
Will make you coffee in your go fuck yourself cup or whatever it is, and
yeah,
I will do
a
it.
Giant
I
mug
of
go
all.
Fuck yourself.
I will do it all.
Yeah, how bad do you want this job?
I kind of want it really bad.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll pay you, but it won't be in money.
Nice.
I give you something.
In my
spunk.
Yep.
In a nice little jar.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
It's a gold star.
I already have that.
No.
Awesome.
What?
We have so much in
don't
common.
Tell my girlfriend.
This is going to work out. I have a good feeling about all of this.
Good.
Hey,
good.
Look,
I'm
the
glad
musicians
you
came back.
Yay.
Oh, you got all of them back.
One
Freddy?
Out of three. One out of three.
Maybe they brought music with them.
Oh, you're playing in Rick's room?
Yeah. That,
Oh.
No, don't play in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You need a bathroom.
They had to actually tote in large-scale quarter notes and eighth notes and bring them into the room so they can juggle them around during the set.
It's crazy.
They don't actually play instruments. They just play music, man.
Man.
Man. Music
like
band.
The concept. They don't need 76 trombones.
Just one.
Yeah.
Oliver, if you want to close that
door. Tromboner.
And we're gonna hear a song here in a second, right?
Gonna happen.
Did they turn the bass back up?
And any portion of this past like couple minutes of the show can be cut out and post. So, what song are you guys gonna play for us?
Yeah, the bass is on.
This one's
right?
called.
Is it? Is bass?
Go ahead.
Bass
go ahead.
Check
fiddling.
Your bass.
Ready?
No, he's here.
No, we got him.
You're good.
It works.
Yes, this is live, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
In the past.
If I did. Flip this part out.
You ready, Derek?
I hope so.
All right, yeah, this one's called The Throws.
Sweet.
Yeah. I like it.
How many of you guys have total? You got like three or four? Or what?
We have five. We can cut it down to...
Fuck no.
Should we do two in a row? Or?
Yes.
Let's do another one right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. While everybody's where they are.
We all voted.
And Nate, the production assistant, could you please fetch me a brewski?
Wink, wink.
All right, we're going to do the backseat, guys. All right?
Yeah, I know this one. I meant that sexual.
Thank you.
of your car. If I try very hard, I pretend I'm not alone. If I don't take my meds, it really does help me no hope.
Yeah. All right. Fuck, that had like a weird kind of a jaunty, weird kind of beat.
I like that one a lot. Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, like Thirsty More a little bit. Like,
yeah, thanks, man.
Woodblock.
That's a little more mellow than our other stuff, and that's a song that I've wanted to play live for so long, and now we can kind of play it live because I got the people to do it, and I can do it right.
Yeah, no, it's a great sound.
Yeah, great, cool sound, man.
Thanks.
Sound
like, it's dancey. It's Wall of Sound.
Pavement it's in there.
Yeah.
Those are very Sonic much influences, Sonic Youth.
Yeah, yeah.
Pavement, a lot of noise. Yeah. Which is a lot of what Kevin will be doing on guitar when he's playing with us, kind of adding that second, you know, just the noise, you know, kind of
rad,
thing.
Rad, yep. Rad.
I love that kind of music.
Me too. Do you ever get into Sebado?
Go ahead. Come back in, Derek.
Oh, God. Love them. They're right on tour right now. Oh, my God.
Are they really?
Love.
Wow.
Love.
Yeah.
Sebado. Oh, my God.
Super band.
Lou Barlow.
Smash your head on the punk rock. So you guys, where was the last place you guys played?
Jobs.
Right. That was,
actually, I think
that
it was here.
Just like a week or two ago?
Just now.
Well, they just now played.
Shut
here.
Up, faggot.
I don't know what the...
Whoa.
Just happened.
Hey, that's our word. Don't get offended.
I know. I know.
Sorry.
It's still shocking to me.
Hey, so is this. Bend over.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
Chewy is correct.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
When you get down to it.
I miss Chewy.
Rick doesn't have any hair. If anybody would like to wipe their dick off on Rick, please contact Dogwater Studio.
Don't be gross, Rick.
Or Rory.
Speaking of all those awful things, I should probably take a moment to say the rest of the show after now, not before now, is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Reno Computer Fix.
We love them.
You can check them out on 71's. No, that's the wrong address. On South Wells, next to the Dandelion Deli, because I can't remember the exact street address. But they will fix your computer. They will rehab your computer. They will sell you a Frankenstein monster of a computer that's better than anything you've ever seen before. They'll sell you local art. They'll water your dog. They might let you shoot them with a Nerf gun.
Or Sherpa them up a mountain.
Yes. Hey, for the right money, you need a website, go over and talk to the people there. They've got some they know some
people. Is Ian still there?
Yeah, Ian's still there.
Cool dude.
Ian and Justin and two guys that got it started. My good friend Michelle is also one of their main staffers over there. They have lots of young local interns. Young
Are
teenage
they attractive?
Folks. Yes, young attractive teenage interns of both genders.
Well, if that doesn't get you in there,
yeah,
let's go now.
Then you don't have a computer.
Teaching kids a trade, something they can actually do,
and they enjoy,
not just how to flip burgers.
Yeah.
No, it's a really cool place. Please check them out.
I'm flipping code.
Reno Computer Fix.
.net. Any rate, so that's back to the band here. Do you guys have upcoming shows?
Upcoming shows? Nothing upcoming right now.
You have nothing on the books right now?
No, which is great.
Why? Such talent like you needs to be heard.
Yeah, well, do you know what? It's great because we need to move on to the next set of new songs. So this will give us time instead of getting the set ready. It really needs
time. Well, you guys are playing Mary Anarchy in December.
Absolutely. I was going to say that.
So
that
counts
that's
as
for sure.
Right. Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Always.
12 to 13.
So between now and then, are you working on it?
Have either of you gentlemen attended a Mary Anarchy?
Not me.
What's that?
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Never heard of
it.
Initiation.
It's the best local benefit in Reno. It's the best thing that Reno does every year.
And I think this is the fifth winter ball, and we've had 10 years of
May, yeah. So this is a local fundraiser to help out local artists and creators and, us. losers. It's to help us out when we run into need and sickness and death. And this year's benefit
this
is...
This year's loser is Greg Allen.
Congratulations,
Big Hand Greg.
Greg
from Baby Little Hand Job. And
really good friend of all of us.
Yeah, we
like,
love
for
Greg
a long,
awesome
long time.
Painter.
Yeah.
And when I announced
local
that,
curmudgeon of note.
when I announced that Greg was going to be the recipient, like all these other painters and artists were like, we are all going to... You know, contribute.
Yeah, if you
a painting or something.
We've always had little silent auctions and stuff to give away, embroidered pillows, sometimes art. But if you are a collector of Reno art, this is the Merry Anarchy you want to come out to see. We're going to have a great gallery of art up for auction by a wide variety of local artists who are good friends with Greg and
real
and moved
top-notch
by
artists, man. Established. People who make money doing it.
Yeah, people who don't just charge $20 and a beer for their paintings, but people who make a living off of painting.
Yeah.
So this is amazing stuff you're going to have an opportunity to get your hands on at maybe low, maybe high prices. It's an auction. You don't know. But it's a chance. And this year there's going to be a lot of stuff out there. In addition to all the regular Merry Anarchy kitsch, maybe I want to do a photo booth again.
Oh, I'd love to do a photo booth.
That was fun. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Well, we'll discuss all the mechanics of it off the show.
Yeah, but yeah, no, and it is the winter formal.
Yeah,
so
no.
Dress up.
If you do, if you do attend, please wear a tie or a dress.
Everybody drink.
Or
and
both.
Gentlemen, you can wear dresses. Women, you can wear ties. Yes. Thank you.
Sure.
See what jobs.
Wear tight pants.
I'm gonna get to do a Mo wedding soon.
Did somebody contact ye?
Yes.
From oh, that's so
from
awesome.
To the show?
My friend's sister and her girlfriend, who I met, earlier this summer when my friend was in town visiting, they happened to announce that they had went down and got their license, and it was like, oh, please, let me be a part of like change in the United States and you know and good love and awesomeness.
Will this be your first?
My first Mo wedding. Yes. Yeah.
Those guys are homosexuals, so allegedly.
So excited.
I think it's a fact. I think they admitted that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not alleged.
We all know.
Chewbacca.
And yeah, I'm going to publicly help them declare their love and vows for each other.
Beautiful.
Chicks put out for jokes.
We haven't gotten into the details. I don't know what it'll
That's
be.
True.
But and I'm not going to just say their names on the show right now because, you know.
Maybe
it's
later.
Maybe later. Yeah,
what happens
them
if they don't
that.
Give... You know,
well, they got the license.
You put the worst little podcast curse on them.
So, frankly, they got the license. So, if they don't, it's on them, not me. They're just out money. But yeah, we're going to do something. They said they were looking into chapels and it's all super expensive. And they're like, well, what would you charge? I'm like, give me some drinks and food. And I just love to have the privilege of doing it.
Do it right here. You
no,
do
I'm
it
all
live.
About drinking pee.
And I want to watch
your
lesbian sex.
Yes, I want a large goblet of pee.
I'm gonna pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
You're welcome, Rick.
I'm like, thank you.
Tune in next week to hear Rory say,
"I don't have it yet, but I will."
Wait for it.
It's very sterile. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But I will hold on the poo-poo platter.
Right.
I'll pass.
No poop, dude.
No poop on a plate.
Oh, that's gross. If you're into that, that's
you're into that. You put your dicks in.
Ugh, oh no, gross,
dude. I want to talk about something that's fucking
not gay sex.
it's not.
The train
that
is
time
derailed.
It wasn't me.
It's frankly, almost worse. Like, what's the deal? Like, okay. Like people peeing and shitting, and
it's
and,
hilarious, and it always will be.
Every like these when I go on these search to jerk places,
right.
Fucking
yeah,
they have
a lot
these
of
horrible
that.
Things. Like
Nick also likes shit,
daddy and daughter, and like all this
gross
shit,
and really
gross.
It's like you're ruining the porno. Why can't I just have some?
I know.
Normal shit.
No, it's like some hot guy and some attractive older woman, then it's like mommy bangs her son, and I'm like, why do you have to put that title
that
on there?
It doesn't make me want to look
fucking,
at it.
It ruins it, yeah.
Ugh.
If you don't look at
and
the
title. And for God's sakes, never visit R Space Dicks on Reddit.
Oh, God.
Never visit R Space Dicks.
Get your act together, dude. God.
Well, if it didn't sell, if people didn't click on
it,
they wouldn't do
There's enough people
never
that watch
check
that.
Out bluewaffle.com or lemonparty.org.
Write that down.
Tell girl.
I'm gonna need that later.
That'd be rad.
Chocolate starfish.
Oh, no.
Ooh. That was a flavor of Lay's I was not really looking forward to.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
We know. You said that like three times today.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking about his hand.
I like a nice ugly triangle, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, girl.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Jamie's known Chewy for a while here. She's never heard him talk like this.
No, he's my first base to my second base. We have a repertoire, right.
You're on the team as well.
I was on the original
The
team.
Losers. And you guys fucking lost every game.
No, we won.
The original team.
We made it to the playoffs.
I thought the first year Chewy talked about it, it was like every game they lost.
No, it was the best year ever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was there. And, I'm kind of like, I just did the first season, though, and then I never came back. So now I just support. I go watch. But
she's going to do that to us on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm just going to do the first episode. And then,
I always made fun of it.
Where
did
that character go? She was pretty cool.
I always made fun of it as a teenager and then a punk rocker in my 20s. But, all right, I'll admit it. Now in my late 30s, early 40s, you know, going hanging out with friends, playing a little softball, and
it
everybody sucks. It's kind of awesome.
Oh, it was great. No, it was great. We had a great time.
I thought all that stuff got funner when I could get drunk while I did it.
Well, we were
drunk. Yeah, it does.
That's what
totally
drunk.
Does. Yeah.
We were drunk, yes.
Maybe a little bit high.
No, never.
They would never do
that.
No. There's no weed in softball.
No, it's you got to be outside of the baselines for that.
Right. In the stands.
All good.
Under the bleachers.
I have a good buddy who just finished his first harvest of legally grown Nevada weed.
As do I.
Pickens Farms.
Nice.
Once it's out there, check it out.
Pickens.
I think it'll be only a short time till Nevada comes around.
You can fill out your applications for dispensaries, right? That's still happening?
Yeah.
Happening now.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
Applications are floating around.
That's super. Wow. That is super.
The gays and the weed. It's happening.
Go Nevada.
Yes.
10 years
go
later. 10 years
Hunter,
later, and we're right there.
Do you think Hunter S. Thompson would have ever imagined that this would have happened here?
Oh, God, if he could only see it now.
Camel races.
What?
Gay camel races.
He came up to the VC
camel
races at one point.
How do you get camels to have gay sex?
It's not that hard, surprisingly.
It just comes naturally.
They just go right
out. Just happens.
It.
How do you take two? How do you get two mice to? Never mind.
Nope.
Nope.
I was gonna make a hump joke, but
I was gonna make a
obvious.
Spitting on
my
each
name
other
is Hump.
Joke, but, yeah,
like
yeah.
A llama.
We all failed. We all failed.
You guys are too quiet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm
that
trying
we're
to
just
focus it
to
back
rock.
On you. So, what do you want to talk about? How was your day?
It was all right.
How was your weekend?
It was busy.
What'd you do?
Work. What else?
Can you say what you do?
Sure. I work for the Bose Corporation. They make speakers.
Right, nice. Right. Yeah. Really?
So, yeah, I don't work in the cool stuff. I just sell their speakers for them.
Oh,
so.
You're not like in the clean room or anything like that?
So you work at like that.
Like
a retailer
yeah.
outlet?
Best Buy
yeah,
or
exactly.
something?
Retail yeah. outlet store.
Local retail outlets.
So you work at the actual Bose store?
I do.
Oh, okay. All right, right on.
Probably a lot of people don't know they exist, but we get that every day. People come in and say, I don't know you guys even had a store.
I would bet you're either at Legends or
at
Summit.
Legends,
yeah.
Nice. No, I've seen the store.
Well, that's rock and roll related.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It's
close enough.
It's well,
sales.
But Bose is like high-end shit. I mean, there's nothing like super affordable, right? It's for like if you really want a killer system and have the money.
They sell that shit in an airplane magazine and shit.
Yeah. Right?
First class.
They've had a lot of products throughout the years. I mean, they've been around since the 60s, so you can imagine.
What are the cheapest pair of like just speakers that you could get?
The very least expensive speakers
we
sell.
Cheap Bose.
Are about around $150.
That's not
for
too bad.
Two?
Yeah, for a pair of speakers.
No shit.
That's
yeah.
not too
I
bad
could
at
afford
all,
that.
Actually,
gonna go get some.
Yeah, it's a shocking thing to find out, but just,
and it's quality, right? Quality.
I'm gonna go to Costco
well,
probably and get it.
Say yes.
You know, if you spend the right amount of money, I'm sure you'll be happy with it.
Just think how many speakers you just sold right now.
I understand that.
I had
just
no
doing
idea.
My job.
I get jokes.
I just thought of them as being so high end; it was out of my reach. So yeah. I should actually go in the store and check it out.
No, that's the Blaupunkt.
No. Yeah, just come talk to me if you come in.
Ask for Derek,
just
the drummer.
It. There you go.
What about you, Freddie? What'd you do with the weekend?
Same. Work.
Do you work at
Bose,
too?
No.
Selling speakers?
I work at a pizza joint.
Nice.
Why would you sell Bose speakers at a pizza
joint? Like a chain pizza joint? Or a local? Chain or local?
Confused.
Huh?
Chain or
it's
local?
It's local. Yeah.
Give them a plug.
Oh,
the
what? Pizza Plus.
Right on. Dude, pizza place is good ass fucking pizza, man.
The one on Audie.
Nice.
Oh, I went into the one on Prater recently for the first time because I got a coupon for...
That one sucks. Don't go to that one. Yeah.
Dude, did they spit in my food?
No, the one on the south end of town is pretty awesome.
Go to the one on Audie because I work there and I'll hook you
up. Yeah, he'll hook you up, right?
He will not spit in your food.
That's pretty amazing.
Some extra spit on there.
I'd pay extra for that, if you know what I'm saying. Girl.
What about you, Oliver? You doing anything?
Sex.
Yeah! There's the rock star of the group.
Oliver wins.
You got a girl or just with yourself?
Oh, no. I got a girl. She's actually setting up a stripper pole in her living room.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Congratulations.
This sounds like a keeper.
Yeah, she's beautiful, too.
You wash your shirts
stripper?
Every day, dude? Do you wash your shirts every day?
Oh, fuck no.
I'm with you, man. It's a hassle.
Why wipe all kinds
of
fluids?
Is she an exotic dancer?
Nick, you just got to buy more shirts, and it'll be just as easy.
No. Not currently.
Not
currently.
So pretty much you,
I was supposed to be
spend
faster,
the day having sex and writing songs, huh?
Sex. That's it. I write songs. I actually went out this weekend and did some.
And her name is Steve.
Some post-ring and some. It's funny, like some of the wheat paste I did for the Worst Little Podcast last year is still up on Virginia Street.
Nice. Those never go away.
Crush that whole area. Like, by the way, I just go crazy with my wheat paste. You know, special ingredient. I can't say what it is, but it's real sticky.
Those get high and fuck stickers are everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And those are my favorite stickers in Reno currently. Get high and fuck.
Yeah, those are some pretty
ones. Dude, I got one.
Like, you don't even you've never met them before, right?
No.
You've seen that sticker, though, haven't you?
I've seen that sticker. Yeah. I drive around all the time.
Everywhere I go, like, people see it, and they go, oh, yeah, that's fucking that horrible. It's like the worst. And I'm like, yeah, that's my band.
That's mine.
Yeah,
be proud.
Yeah, dude. That is my favorite sticker in town, because you know what? Yeah, get high and fuck people. Uh-huh. Message to America.
What else is there?
It's the American way.
Very simple.
Really?
F and A.
Should we have some more songs?
Yeah, do another one.
Yay. Do another song, and then let's do that other part of the show we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Uh-oh.
And I think Jamie's going to be on it this week.
No. Who?
Jamie Lynn?
No.
Oh.
New Girl.
Who?
New Girl.
Hey, New Girl.
Hey.
New Girl, you're going to be a part of
New
the
group.
Ask you some questions.
All right.
Yeah, see, you were Jamie. Now
some
you're New
questions.
Girl.
Questions.
It's not so much a quiz as you guys all just go blow Rick.
Because you're not.
I already passed that test earlier.
You're not the main girl. We already have her. You're
right,
the
right.
new girl. We already
new
added
girl.
A girl.
There's so many girls.
Awesome.
That was a girl noise.
Oh, yeah.
Was that?
Well, it can be.
Is that a vagina? noise?
You ever start making that noise by accident and then do it on purpose? Just to laugh?
No. Oh. I can't do it on purpose.
When she start laughing, it ruins the moment. Like,
dick
gets
smaller.
It
I think it's funnier
it.
When it pisses the girl off.
No, my dick doesn't get smaller because when that happens, it kind of clamps up right afterwards.
Suction.
Sucks it back in.
Hey.
Yeah. No, if we could get over not laughing about the fart noise, we could still continue, but otherwise it's
you
like
have to
over,
laugh
dude.
For a minute. That's sweet.
No,
that's sweet.
The girl always goes, stop that.
I'm sorry, we can't continue now because of
Dutch oven.
It's a deal breaker?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, well, try again next time.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to go watch TV. That is not me, by the way. I just want that noted. It's not me.
Whatever.
You whatever, Chewy.
Yes.
All right, Tides, you guys
right,
ready?
Guys, yeah, we're going to do downtown,
yes.
Another mellow one.
It's about
and
downtown
then we'll go
Reno?
Into a punk. Yeah, well, just going downtown.
It's about downtown everywhere.
Going downtown.
Why? No.
No, he's talking about my junk.
Wrong town.
Downtown.
In the triangle.
Oh,
cool, dude.
I didn't want that to be over.
Yeah.
I like that surf guitar sound.
Yeah, a little endless summer.
No, and that was something I've always liked about your guitar playing. You've got that surfy thing thrown in with just that really ragged, angry punk rock.
We have garage rock stuff. Even more surfy songs that are
cool.
Way more surf. I mean, is it just like you said, it's like punk rock mixed with surf, and almost
it
ties into the
surf.
Name.
Kind of. Oh,
yeah,
but the when you throw in the whole Sonic Youth reference, it kind of, for me, that kind of just, click.
The singing style sometimes, like Thurston, too, a little bit.
No, I'm digging everything you've been doing, man.
Very cool, dude. Like, a little retro, but you're young, dude, so it's, like, new.
Yeah.
It's rad.
Most of the kids haven't heard this music.
Let's hear another one, and then get to the quiz.
Cool. All right, we'll go straight into, we're going to do a hard punk one, then we'll save our cover for the end. How about that, guys?
Fuck yeah. Perfect. Right? But that'll be great.
We'll do some punk.
It's like you planned it this way.
Short and sweet. These guys want to do more songs like that. So.
All right, Derek, get in the room. Get back in here.
Come on in, Derek.
We got to do this fast. I got to get to the open mic.
Holy shit.
So I might even bail in the middle of the
mid-quiz.
All
right.
Unheard.
Yeah,
well,
I'll keep
the score going.
Sure.
For when you're gone.
Score?
Yeah, you can make it. You can do it.
Win?
Yeah, on the calculator.
Give me the calculator.
It's tabulated on the abacus.
Thank you.
It's it's Stephen Colbert's calculator.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mash your hand against the keys.
That's about 35 and a half.
Done.
All right. So, music, please.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst of the quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our contestants a number of very personal questions. I'm going to whip cards at their faces like David Letterman with steel.
And the pencil.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we ready to play?
Ready.
Oliver, what was the first album you ever bought?
First album I ever bought?
Your own monies.
I'm going to have to say it be the Beatles. It was probably... Sergeant Pepper.
No. Good. Yeah. Wow.
Oliver stole my answer.
Good answer.
Is that really your answer?
I swear to Jesus.
That's really your answer as well, the White Album. Or Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant Pepper.
Still. I'm just making shit up now.
the white Peppers? What?
He really wants it to be White Pepper by Ween.
Good one.
We haven't gotten that one yet. All right, so Freddy? We have two Peppers and... What's your first album you ever bought with your own money?
Fuck.
Mine's are all
it's more like modern alternative. It's Aiden, Conviction. Aiden, the band, Conviction's the
Google
album.
It.
How old are you, man?
I'm 23.
Okay.
We don't even know to
Nobody
make fun
likes
of that.
You when you're
sorry,
dude. Aiden?
No, never even heard of it. I have an 8-year-old, so I might have missed it listening to Yo Gabba Gabba. Derek.
Yes.
The first album you ever bought with your own monies?
With my actual money that I actually paid for, I think it was Bad Religion Suffer.
Nice. All right. That's a punk rock answer.
Young guys with good taste.
Yeah. This is threatening. all right. I'm going to start with you on this side, Derek, to just keep shaking it up. What's the first rock show you ever went to?
Once again, Bad Religion, Chicago, House of Blues.
Oh, mighty show. Mighty show.
Who'd they play with?
Some other, the Gallows, if you've heard of them, and the Briggs.
Okay.
They're probably not as well known.
All right.
Did you ever get shows at the Metro?
Yeah, we did. I always went to see Mustard Plug over there.
Okay. I caught...
I've seen Mustard Plug before, too, in my bedroom.
I caught Blue Meat.
Whoa.
Girl. I caught the
I went to Hot Dog on a Stick today.
Whoa.
Speaking of Mustard Plug.
I caught the Blue Meanies there back in, like, probably, like, 94 or 5. Oh, okay. And Blue Meanies, a great Chicago area punk rock band.
Also related to the Beatles, right? The Blue Meanies from Yellow Submarine.
Ding.
That's where they got their name.
Wow, you're winning.
Glow.
Sorry. Freddie, what was the first rock show you ever went to?
First show, it was Alkaline Trio, My Chemical Romance, and Reggie and the Full Effect.
God, even I thought that was gay.
Sorry.
It's just fun. Emo.
You are young.
It's my age.
Stare at your shoes and look cool, whatever.
Sally Sue. I mean, New Girl.
Oh, Sally Sue.
New Girl.
So, yeah, does, like, Zoinks and Sucker Punch and Basement on Ryland Street count?
The Ryland Street House? Hell yeah.
That's a Reno answer.
Yep.
When was that?
I went when I was, like 10.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Oh, God. I don't know.
Like, well, I was... 90s?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. They weren't in there. Yeah. But, like, no, like 94 or 5?
I don't
even
remember. I was underage and sneaking into places.
I just wonder if we'd ever cross paths. I slept on the couch there.
I never stayed there. But
I did. So I was all there for all the shows.
Maybe it was a house show on Ryland.
I may have stepped
over
you.
It was at the corner of Ryland and Wheeler.
So it's not Clark Lane Mall then?
No.
This is all
closer to downtown.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, and there's also Fort Ryland, which is across the street from that. But it's the house on the corner that has a nice little fence around it now.
Yeah.
It did not have a nice little fence around it then.
It was a little scary.
There is this recycling garbage bin that had duct tape around it and death's heads on it because it was full of pee and piss. But that's another story. Yeah.
That was the Machete days, right?
Yeah. That was Machete and Zach Damon and David Bruce. All.
And if you listen to the Zoinks album, they've got the landlord, the recording of
it
on there.
And the video game.
And epidemic needles in my...
it's very sterile. Yeah.
Nice move, Space Cadet.
Cheers.
All right, Oliver, what was your first rock show?
It's Black fucking Sabbath.
Really?
Original four members on the reunion tour in 99. Pantera opened for them. Fucking Black Sabbath was fucking crazy. I had out of body experience. I was like floating above the fucking
room. Were you sober?
It was crazy. Oh, fuck
no. No.
I was on a whole fucking boatload.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
Very fucking amazing. Yeah, I was floating.
All right. Next question. Who in all of history would you have a fist fight with? Excuse me. Start a fist fight with.
I'd probably fight Jesus.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Go after the big man.
He just turned the other cheek.
Yeah. He'd let you win.
He'd hit you back and then heal you. So.
No,
Jamie.
No, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
New girl.
I don't want to punch anybody.
We didn't ask that.
I don't want to.
Who in all of history would you pick a fight with?
Oh, a fist fight.
Yeah.
What if I said my mother.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, then you score lots of points.
Yeah.
That new girl. That's a very new girl answer,
right?
That we haven't had before. I don't think.
You're welcome.
We've had a lot of old mans, but I don't think we've had moms yet.
No.
So, you're gonna do it.
No dudes ever said they were gonna fight their mom.
No.
Freddie. All of history, fist fight.
Damn, it's a hard one. A
lot of choices.
Let's say.
I mean, it could be that
Lady Gaga.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah,
beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
Hopefully, she wears that meat dress.
And she could use the meat. She could put the steak on her eye afterwards. Like, she got the black eye.
There you go.
It'd be like your Rocky in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Derek.
I'm going to take a step onto the wild side. I'm going to say Hitler.
Yeah.
Popular answer.
Yeah.
A lot of people want to beat that motherfucker up.
Yeah. let's see. How often do you masturbate, Derek?
Now?
Currently. What's your regularity?
It used to be more, but not as much now. I mean, I have a girlfriend, so.
Okay, but give it a general frequency.
I guess maybe one time a week.
All right, with a girlfriend, that's a healthy answer. Freddie, how about yourself?
Every time I go to bed.
Yeah. You're a one-a-day man, though.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, very good. Yep. One-a-day. That's a healthy... That's a man.
I'm healthy
as hell,
man.
He takes three naps a day. What are you talking about?
I do, too.
Like warm milk. Just put you to sleep.
Jamie?
Right? Yeah.
Jamie, how often do you hang out with the little man in the boat?
It's super situational. I'm single right now, and I go through phases. Sometimes it's like a couple times a day for a week, and then I'll take
now,
a couple weeks off.
By a couple, do you mean... Seven?
Yeah.
It's just like you can just have crazy,
right?
Like
but
somebody ought to
nothing.
Stop
then
you.
No,
and
it's
then...
like dry. I have a dry spell with myself.
And then
myself.
you're just kind of not
good,
into
I'm
it for
good.
A minute.
And then it's chemicals.
Oh,
hormones.
I haven't done that in a few weeks.
Right. I need to get on it. So it's cyclical like the moon.
Very cool. Oliver, how about yourself? You've got a hot-ass girlfriend?
I'm also, I got to squeeze them out too. So
yeah.
My libido is also like the moon, you know, it's like the tides. Are connected to the
moon.
Right. So I got to squeeze a lot out. In fact, I squeezed one out on that
here?
Bathroom break.
Nice.
I can go, you know, five, six, seven, maybe up to 10.
I'm going
to
ask a question for Rick here. Where were you standing?
Beat this whole thing. I'm talking about beat the hell out of this whole thing. You
know? See, you gave a man's answer, Freddie. That's a young man's answer right there.
Beat my dick like it owes me money.
So when
Oliver, I'm doing it right now.
I call my dick Tina Turner.
Oliver looks like he's fucking uncut too.
Interesting.
You know, some guys just look like they're uncut.
All right, there's a question. Are you cut or uncut?
I am circumcised.
Oh, I'm sad.
Jamie, I'm not going to ask that.
I could say pierced or unpierced.
Ooh.
Pierced.
Ooh.
Really?
Ooh. That's the only way I can play the circumcision game.
That's an extra 500 points there.
Yes.
Freddie, cut or uncut?
For being brown, I am circumcised. Most people are like,
your parents are weird.
Congratulations.
Why did your parents do that to you?
They're Americanized, I guess. Wow.
Derek.
Oh, well, he's cut. You know.
Yeah, they say three's a crowd, right?
all right. The next question actually after that is, so when you are doing that thing and you look at some websites maybe, what are the keywords you use for your search to jerk?
Oh, man.
mommy porn.
Two girls. One cup.
Yeah. No,
you don't like that.
That's what you beat off to. I don't believe you that.
Come on, big boobs.
That makes
two girls.
That makes my dick soft, dude. I can't eat. That's like,
what
is that? Why would
I forget I have a dick because my stomach is trying to escape through my mouth.
Exactly.
I know it's soft serve ice cream, but it's totally gross.
No, I think it's real.
Nick's really uncomfortable and leaving the room
now.
Nick.
No, don't.
No, the whole concept of two girls, one cup freaks Nick out a whole lot. It's awesome. You're so cool, Oliver. Yeah. I've been rat. You get like two of those.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
Extra
point. Jamie, what are your favorite keywords?
So the one keyword I use is free.
Well, yeah, but beyond that.
No, but the thing is, I learned this with Google. If you enter that enough, you know how shit
pops
up? Oh,
darling.
No, it pops up free porn addiction help. It, like, sends you to help websites, I've learned.
See, no, there are lots of free websites out there. That then you go on the website and you put in the keywords and it brings up your stuff. You need
I know.
We'll tell you some sites here in a little bit. We'll get to
you. You did the whole Jew thing.
I like boys' food. There's always the red box and Pornhub.
No, there's a very lady-friendly site called Dane Jones, and it's very sexy, very romantic.
Well, what are your keywords?
Dane Jones, and then I
well,
watch
once
them
you
all,
get onto that, so, you just all. Pick whatever's on the first screen.
Yeah, whatever right. comes up.
Freddie, what are your favorite keywords on your search to jerk?
Black
anything with
black
Asians.
Asian girls.
He got the yellow fever.
Hentai, maybe? I don't know.
Ah, you like the tentacle.
Tentacle boy.
Anime.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Derek.
Well,
when you have the opportunity,
you know,
what are your faves? What do you look for?
You know,
what do you look for in internet porn?
So it's once in a while, but, you know, I always enjoy a little tub girl. You know,
tub girl?
Oh. Isn't that the girl shitting on herself?
No.
I don't know what... I'm I'm aware of all internet conventions, and I'm not aware of that.
Oh, that's crazy. Girl. That's like 10 years type thing ago.
Did I miss that? Okay,
you might
wow.
have. You might
tub
have.
Girls.
Wow.
No. That's the one with the thing,
tub
and
girl,
it goes
like
up,
T-U-B?
And it comes back on her. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Think, yeah,
no,
really. Yeah, be explicit. Explain this to me. What the hell is it?
It's awful.
She just explained it. She just explained it.
She does a handstand in a tub, and she's got a diarrhea or whatever.
Oh, it's like a fountain. It's the fountain. It's the geyser. What is the old faithful
face.
Out
oh,
her ass
go.
Onto
oh,
her face.
Oh, okay. I did it on Urban
hey,
Dictionary.
Hey, Nick, isn't this much better than Two Girls, One Cup?
I walked back into this. Huh?
Nick, Nick looks this. Like he's... He like it. He's being violated currently.
Ugh, yuck. Okay,
Rick. Go ahead.
Urban Dictionary tub girl: a famous internet photo of a fat Asian lady in a bathtub gushing orange diarrhea onto her face and into her open mouth.
Oh!
There you go.
Can oh, be found accurate. With a quick Google image search, but I guarantee you it will kill your boner.
Oh, well, there you go. She got something for Freddie too now.
Hey, I'm okay. Next question. Usually, I like that question a whole lot more. Lover. Brother or mother, who do you cannibalize first trapped on a desert island? Derek.
Lover, brother, or mother? Damn, why you put me in this position? Can I take a little bit of each?
Sexual.
arm, all right.
One arm from each.
A man That'd alone. A man alone on the island. Because, dude, you're chopping off their limbs on a deserted island. They're going to bleed the fuck out. You're not saving them.
Yeah, you can always use, you know, the leaves and make some bandages, some castaway style shit. I don't know.
I think he's the one that's going to get eaten.
Yeah. He's kind of scrawny and short.
Yeah, they don't got any meat off of me, man.
He is a drummer, however, so that scrawniness could translate into tree climbing power.
I could turn into, like, you know...
Monkey power.
Death from like above! Freddy, trapped on a desert island. Lover, brother, or mother. Who do you cannibalize? First. Notice it first.
First.
Mother. She's old anyway, so she's going to die.
Ooh. Yeah,
might as well just, you know.
Maybe a little gamey, but all right. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say mother, too. Since I punched her, I might as well eat her.
Good answer. Go.
Now you only have to have one person not listen to the show.
Oliver.
Sorry, Mom.
Lover. I know my current one. She might enjoy it, so it's just it. You know,
wrap her legs around your face and eat that shit like a feed bag.
Yeah,
she's a keeper.
Just don't stop. Just keep going.
Anyone who'd let you cannibalize them, they're a keeper.
I'm going to toss it over to Nick now for the rapid-fire questions and say adieu.
Adieu.
I'm going to whisper into Nick's ears what I think the scores are right now.
I'm winning.
Excuse me, not what I think they are. What the scores are
Wait
currently.
Wait a minute.
All right. Turn up the music so they can't hear Rory.
Rapid-fire.
Whisper, whisper, whisper. Whispers don't work well on radio, internet.
Okay, cool.
Got it.
Okay, bye, Rory.
Like Rick's taint and massage notes at the same time. Right.
Whatever.
Got it.
New girl, get on it.
All right, Rory Dowd is going to be stepping out. He's going to host an open mic at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
Interesting.
Oh, wait, before we move on to the rapid fire, can we add on the time when you lost your virginity?
Oh, yes. Let's do that. Let's start with Oliver.
So the age and the circumstances by which you lost your virginity.
Let's see. 14. Party probably same way everybody else does. I don't got a funky name.
Wow. We've asked this question a lot. What,
you
they're
mean one
all
of your,
different.
You mean one of your jock friends that called you faggot all the time screwed you after everybody was gone?
How'd you know?
Bam.
You read my blog.
He said it was like everybody else.
You read my blog.
Wait, what kind of virginity?
Oh.
Penis virginity?
Right? There's different
Let's say the first time somebody put their penis in some place below the waist.
Ah, okay, good. That clarifies it, because there's different
That's
ways.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
well,
true.
I have
right?
two of what I just described.
Exactly. So it's different for everybody.
The first time.
What age or what was the circumstance? 16, cast party after a show, couch.
Nice.
That's all you're getting.
Okay. All right, Freddie, go ahead. I was going to ask a follow-up, but not when she said that.
It was kind of lame, though. It was just like, I was 14. She was like 18 or something. She just invited
me
over.
When was the first time you
That's
choked
not
on?
Lame. That's cool.
No, and then I was completely cool. sober, not at a party, nothing. So it was just like...
She statutorily
she
raped
like,
you, but...
Basically.
Kinda, yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, that's terrible.
She abused me.
I mean, no.
That sounds fun.
I didn't know any better.
She just said, come get it, little boy, and...
I followed like little dogs.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Gross!
house.
Was it in your house?
It was actually at her house, at and her house. Dad was like sleeping because he worked graveyard. Wow. So he was sleeping like right next door, so we had to be super quiet.
Wow. You had some big balls for a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I was scared of getting my ass kicked. Yeah. after it was all done, I just like dipped out, just ran home like crying.
Oh
no, I wasn't crying, but I did. I did run home though.
I think you.
Come on, I was so excited. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. What usually, when happened? People say, "No, I wasn't really crying."
Yeah, you did. You cried. Crying. No, it's okay. No, it's beautiful.
I cried later that day, though.
For other reasons,
she stopped talking to me after that.
They usually do.
What? How long? Hurtful. I mean, this is a little follow up just for you, Freddie. But how long between the next time you got to do it was?
Fuck, 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Says a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Derek, what was the nature of your deflowering?
Well, it's not nearly as exciting, I guess. It took like 5 years more than them, so... Wait, you said 16, right?
I was 14. Oh. He was 14,
okay,
too.
Yeah, no, so 5 years, yes. That was 19. It was actually my first... Well, second girlfriend, kind of. Well, second really serious girlfriend.
That's
so
awesome.
So I guess it was with someone I cared about.
Oh, you made love. You made love.
You know, the rest of us just threw it away at some stupid party.
Damn it.
Like,
Was it?
And look at how Oliver turned out. He's like some kind of sex freak. And the other guy can't stop touching himself, and you're kind of normal. So like, maybe
you
it's
did
okay.
it right. You did it right.
Was it in a house or in a Volkswagen or what?
Or in a vagina?
Oh, well, yeah, that.
Definitely in a vagina. Okay.
In my parents' house. I mean. You know, classic, I guess.
They were at home.
No, they were.
Oh!
Woo, you're like a 90s teen movie.
They won't be listening
it
to
was on
show.
The dining room table.
They were home, eating dinner.
Another follow-up. Are they aware of this?
Now I didn't think at the time, but I think they did. I think
they totally knew. They knew.
You'd think that they don't
fuck,
hear
he's 19. Let him have it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
They did me a
not
solid.
Under my roof.
Not unless you're paying rent. All right, so we're going to do the rapid fire now.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire is going to go like this. Come I'm going to say, you know, this or this. You say this, that, or that as fast as you can.
Say it faster than Nick explained it.
Those were the worst instructions ever.
Hopefully you're not as high as I am. All right, Derek, Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Freddie?
Elvis.
Salisu?
Beatles.
Beatles.
All right. Let's go with blind or deaf?
Blind.
Blind.
Deaf.
Blind.
All right. Misfits or Dead Kennedys?
DK.
Misfits.
Dead Kennedys.
Dead Kennedys.
Sorry. All right. I'm solo. I'm okay with it.
Marilyn Monroe or Madonna?
Monroe.
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 Easily Monroe.
Oh, but classic. AIDS or cancer?
Ooh. Cancer.
Cancer?
AIDS.
Cancer because I'm poor.
Okay.
What does that, like, that's cheaper.
I don't know what that means.
I don't understand.
Let's keep going. Let's let it keep going rapid. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh, Star Wars.
Harry Potter.
Oh, you can go with the third answer.
Star Wars.
Wars.
All right. Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Solo.
Solo.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
I forgot to say Indiana Jones, though, on that one.
He's a cool motherfucker. let's go with the classic gay or ginger.
Oh. Wait, for me?
Yeah, do you want to be gay or have red hair?
Gay.
Gay all day. A.
Ginger.
Gay all day.
Ginger.
Gay.
Faggot.
Riku.
Dirty cocksucker.
Pat Benatar or Joan Jett?
Joan Jett.
Pat Benatar.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Okay. So the tides are all kind of sticking together.
That's okay.
Sometimes.
Jamie Lynn is...
I'm okay on my own.
Off the reservation.
I like it.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Yes. Meth.
Meth for sure.
It is a lot of fun.
Mountain meth.
Oh, wow.
Mountain meth.
Let's cut that shit together.
Mind blown.
Okay.
This is the most unrapid rapid fire.
if you eat yourself... Do you double in size
or do you disappear completely? Go.
Disappear completely.
I don't know what that means.
Double in size.
I think I'll disappear.
Okay, that was a weird one I thought I'd throw in.
Fucking weird one.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Fuck. Beat up, and then it's just over with, you know?
Beat up.
Arrested.
Beat up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't be in this band, obviously.
Jamie Lynn's the only one with a sensible mind.
I try.
Ooh, this is a sad one. But, cheater or cheated?
Cheated.
Cheated, because I would never.
Cheater.
You suck.
Cheated. I don't think I could live with the guilt.
At least you're honest, sir.
or lying.
I go with the latter.
Let's go. What do we got? Any more fun ones? Oh, do you prefer jelly or syrup?
Ooh, I'm a jelly. No, syrup.
Oh.
Jelly.
Syrup.
Jelly.
Okay.
Have you ever tasted your own number three? Yes or no?
What?
Have you ever tasted your own number three? Yes or no?
What's yes. that?
Oh. Yeah.
If you have to ask, then you have it.
Does Jamie have number three?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, okay.
Totally.
I can show you
it's
later.
Delicious. So the answer is yes.
Ready?
I guess, yeah.
Rick,
what the fuck is going
Rick
on?
Rick loves that question for some reason. I don't know reason. Why. Let's see. Let's just go with the old Coldplay or Nickelback.
Coldplay.
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 Who would say Nickelback? Coldplay.
All right.
Yes, I'm in the band.
Nickelback or herpes?
Herpes.
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 Wait, does it come back every week or?
Well, let's just say
you twice a year.
You'll have to deal with Nickelback a lot more than you'll have to deal with the herpes.
Oh, man.
Take the herpes.
I'll do Nickelback. I'll do Nickelback.
Oh. Oh. You're out of the band. Right.
You can't get drunk enough to get rid of herpes.
And then after that, he got herpes anyway.
Yeah.
From Nickelback.
At a Nickelback show.
At a Nickelback.
Nickelback gave me herpes. Oh.
The one person that showed up.
All right. Let's go with one more rock and roll. Zeppelin or The Who?
Zeppelin.
The Who?
Zeppelin.
All right, and if you could live in a world with only either Star Wars or the Beatles, which one would you choose? Go.
Beatles.
Easy.
Yeah, Beatles.
Music all the way around. Usually
yep.
is.
Come on.
Once in a while you get a real
someone
nerd,
who's more nerd than they are.
Yeah. Loves Star Wars more
they're
than
they're like,
Beatles.
Well, there's other music. It's fine.
There's music in Star Wars.
Fucking
flush that person out and then beat them.
This is
them
how
out.
We weed
them.
Out the herd. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all did well. Rory told me the scores you were getting, and I've just tallied up my scores with yours. With a whopping 767 points, it goes to Jamie Lynn.
Yes. Oh, I nailed
sexism.
It!
What? Sexism.
I know.
Sexism.
Sorry.
Oliver, yep. You were in second place with
close,
657 points.
Good job.
Derek was in third. Actually, no. It was actually Freddie who was in third with 553.
Ruined my hopes and dreams.
Derek,
oh, sorry,
you came
Derek.
In last. 411 points. Sorry.
Ooh, winner.
What do we win?
Yeah,
you get to play one more song on the Worst Little Podcast.
We all win.
Sweet.
We're all winners that way. So go ahead and get ready for that. Let's talk about what's going on next week. Ricky, what do you
got
next week?
Oh, my God. Let's not forget that Halloween is coming up in the fucking Rocky Horror Pinky Show. Dude, so the Rocky Horror Picture Show extravaganza with Pinky Polansky at Cargo.
Extravaganza.
Fuck, that was hard to say. So go to the Cargo website and buy your tickets because this is a show that might sell out, you
don't
guys.
There's an 8 o'clock show and a midnight show, right?
The 8 o'clock show is a little bit cheaper. The midnight show is a little bit more expensive. The Worst Little Podcast crew will be at both of them.
Is the 8 o'clock show family friendly like the last time?
I believe that's the way it's running. They usually allow the kids in at the 8 o'clock show and at the midnight show. There's a lot
quite
more
as
drunk
raunchy.
People.
Yeah.
But midnight is the traditional way to watch Rocky Horror.
Right.
But the 8 p.m. show in years past is fucking fun as shit. So don't
totally
think you're missing
fun.
Something if you go to the 8 p.m.
I might go to the 8 because I have to go to Nevada Day the next day and get up at like 6 a.m.
Right.
For the
Happy
parade.
Happy birthday,
Jesus.
Nevada.
And throw candy at people.
Actually, I don't get to throw candy, just loud music.
Are we 150 years old
with,
this year?
KOZZ Reno's.
Reno's
classic
best
rock.
Nice.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So, get your tickets for the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Go to the Cargo website. And if you just search Rocky Horror Extravaganza at Cargo, it'll pop up.
Bring props. Yeah. Bring props. Yeah. Bring toast.
It's so fun. Oh, my God.
Hey, we were in Rocky Horror together, right?
I was not. I assisted backstage.
We were in another play together. Oh, well.
Yeah, we'll talk about that
later.
We'll
talk about that at Christmas time. All right, Tides, you guys ready to rip it?
Yep.
All right, this is punk cover.
We do a cover song, yeah. See how this goes.
Best for last.
We played it at the last show. We might have fucked it up, but you know, we're working on it. See what happens.
Expecting that. As soon as you started singing the words, I was all, holy shit.
You said punk
fucking
cover,
rad.
I didn't know it was like new wave.
Yeah.
Flock of Seagulls, dude.
Yeah, we have a funny, we actually, me and Derek heard that at the fucking bowling alley. I'm like, never type of guy to go bowling, but that was a good thing we got out of it, was the song came out, we're like, oh, fucking, yeah, we'll cover this. Yeah, we'll do it.
That's the classic, man. Nice. I love that song.
It's fun.
Good with job, a little bit of shifting, you could make that a pro-Iranian song. You know, Iran. Iran all night and day.
What? Oh, shit.
You know?
Yeah.
Iranian power.
And yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Iranian pride.
Gotta get away.
I love my Iranian brothers and sisters.
Amen.
The ones that don't hate me.
God bless them. Well, even the ones that hate me. I love them, too.
Well, I love them. I want them not to hate me anymore.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But, you know, we can't all get along sometimes.
No.
No, getting along is hard.
Yeah, no.
It's hard.
That's the saddest drink I have to take. Yeah, no.
No. What?
Okay. That was rad. So you guys' next show is actually Mary Anarchy?
As yeah. far as you know.
Yeah, that's the next scheduled one.
You could get booked somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, there'll so probably there'll probably be ones before that, because like, I'm kind of glad to have a little time off between shows, because we can work on some new stuff. There's a whole lot of new stuff.
Cool.
That we got to get done. So it's kind of nice to just not have to be worrying about the next show and the next set list and promoting and all that shit. We can just focus.
But you will let us know on the Facebook, the Tides on Facebook, or do you have tides.com or anything like that?
It's the Tides Band at blogspot.com, and then there's also a Facebook. If you Google the Tides Reno, it's the first one that comes up.
It's not the other Tides Reno.
There's
first one.
Flowing Tide.
The only Tides one. Reno. Flowing Tide was at the top forever, and I just looked at it the other day, and we finally surpassed them
you
at the top.
You bumped up Flowing Tide?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, so I was pretty happy about that. Because,
like it.
Well, we're bringing down the man.
Yeah, thank you.
Peace.
Peace. All right, so just tune in to the Facebookery.
Face!
The Tides. Go like their page. They'll keep you up to date with what's going on. Maybe we'll see them in November or something. But if not, go see them in December at the Mary Anarchy Winter
Mary
Ball.
Mary Anarchy.
Jub Jubs on the 12th and 13th of December with like 30 other bands or something. So
nice.
And comedians this year. And lounge singers and flamethrowers.
Art.
And naked chicks. So you got to come down. You're going to want to see this. Lots of art. What do you got coming up, Jamie? Anything?
No. I'm taking a break from theater to do this kind of stuff.
Oh, cool. So yeah. Jamie will return on Monday. Be with us
this
again.
This is what I have coming up.
The next time we release it in the near future.
I hope so, if you'll have me.
Oh, I think she did good. What do you think, Rick?
Sexually.
Yes.
Rick approves.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
You might
not always be able to be on mic, but you can be here.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Deal.
For sure.
I will be going to Festival Supreme this week. I will not be in town on Saturday or Friday. We're driving
Where
down.
Is that?
Oh, damn. That's a Jack Black's thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big Tenacious D, Cheech and Chong, Dr. Demento, The State, Bill Hader. Oh, it's going to be a blast, and I'll have plenty to report on that next show.
Yeah. I'm going to Bridge School. I forgot about that.
Are you?
I totally forgot, yeah.
Oh,
going
cool.
on Sunday.
Who's on the lineup?
Yeah. Got Florence and the Machine, Nora Jones, Tom.
No, Rick, it's Neil Young's benefit
Neil
for
Young,
the
Pearl
kids.
Jam will be their special guest. Tom,
well,
Tom
kids,
Jones.
Tom
Neil
Young
It's
sucks.
A random acoustic weird day. Pearl Jam.
Blasphemy.
Pearl Jam.
Fun.
Eddie Vedder.
Florence and the Machine, I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
It'll
be fun.
Oh, that's
all
yeah, terrible here. Music.
I'll let you know.
So we're gonna have lots of music to talk about next week.
I will report.
Excellent. All right. Well, with that, I'm just going to say thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you next week. As Rory would say, I am Nick Ramirez for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Jamie Lynn, New Girl, for the Tides, for Rick Spagnola, for
fuck you, Nick.
Nate, the production assistant, who's a lovely man, and I almost called him Bryce.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Bryce. I hope you're listening.
What up, Bryce?
For everybody from The Worst Little Podcast, thanks for listening. And what is it? Good night, ladies.
On The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
You're alone, the way you were born.
Dog Life Studios.
You'd like to push his loud mouth in.
No.
You were born with hate and anger built in.
What?